in two. My great anticipation was rather dampened to find, well, just more crayon inside. Nevertheless, and much to the dismay of my sister, I persisted. When I was a little older and started writing words on paper with pencils, I would twist them inside a sharpener, creating long spirals of shavings to see if the grey rod that marked my sheets went all the way through the body of the pencil. It did. From there, I graduated to pens, dismantling these to reveal rather more exciting interiors. Far from the disappointing crayons of my early childhood, the insides of fountain pens and ballpoints contained slender cartridges and helical springs, held together with a top that threaded, screw-like, onto the rest of the pen. In addition to taking things apart myself to satisfy my curiosity, I poked my nose in when others did it too. Growing up in India, I saw my television taken apart when the picture ended up with black lines across it. It was dismantled to reveal boggling innards that I only made sense of when I did a degree in physics. In fact, the reason I chose to study physics was because I wanted to understand the building blocks of our universe. Towards the end of my school years, I had become fascinated by atomic and particle physics, enthralled by the idea that the atom itself, once thought indivisible, was then revealed to be made up of electrons, protons, and neutrons, and that these, after having their turn on the podium of fundamental building blocks of matter, were supplanted by their even smaller constituents, quarks. Whether or not I understood it at the time, I was on a mission to understand what things were made from and how they came to be. Whether it's the matter that makes our universe, living biological creatures, or the human-made objects we invented, complex compositions are made up of smaller and simpler, well, things. I have been lucky enough to carry my childhood curiosity about what makes up objects with me into my career. As an engineer, I am endlessly fascinated by how our machines, buildings, and everyday objects came to be, and what lies at their heart. A fascination that no doubt many of you share. This book is the manifestation of that fascination. Engineering is a vast discipline, but some of its mightiest achievements have been small in scale. Inside all the human-made things around us are fundamental building blocks without which our complex machinery wouldn't exist. At first glance, they might seem uninteresting. Often small and sometimes hidden, the truth is that each of these elements is an extraordinary feat of engineering, with fascinating stories that go back hundreds, if not thousands of years. During the Renaissance, scientists and engineers defined six simple machines, described as being the basis of all complex machines. These were the lever, the wheel and axle, the pulley, the inclined plane, the wedge, and the screw. But today, those six feel outdated and insufficient. So I got rid of a few and added some others to showcase seven elements that I believe form the basis of the modern world. They encompass a vast range of innovations in terms of their underlying scientific principles, the fields of engineering they touch, and the scale of objects they have enabled. Each of the seven objects I've selected, the nail, the wheel, the spring, the magnet, the lens, string, and the pump, are wonders of design that went through many different iterations and forms, and continue to do so. They have endured ever since their first appearance. As they evolved, as they were combined in different permutations, the complexity of the machines we could make escalated in a cascading butterfly effect of invention and innovation. Every single one of these objects has touched us individually and made an indelible mark on our world. Without them, our lives would be unrecognizable. They have created and changed our technology, of course, but have also had a sweeping impact on our history, society, political and power structures, biology, communication, transportation, arts, and culture. I selected these seven objects during the